Welcome back, everyone, to MX Asian American. Today we have Joseph. You want to introduce yourself first to the listeners?
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Joseph. I'm the founder of Matcha Matcha. It's like a unique Japanese shop that specializes in matcha. Everything matcha. We use high quality matcha, serving from latte, saucer, drinks, tea, pretty much everything in between. And yeah,
Yeah.
I'm maybe here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I always like to start with like way back when with my guests. Basically, like tell us a little bit about how and where you grew up.
So I'm a third generation Teochew Cambodian. My grandma came from China, and my parents came from Cambodia, and then I was born here in the United States. So I grew up here, and then my whole family, my parents, my uncles, aunts, they all started the restaurant business. So I grew up, ever since I was young, like always in the restaurant industry, like in the kitchen. My dad taught me how to cook at 12, so like I was able to use a wok and just yeah, it's a different environment. I see my upbringing a little different than everyone else, just because I'm just always in the kitchen. And then for some reason, because of that, like I just kind of I won't say fell in love, just I mean, I'm just more comfortable working in like a restaurant environment. Yeah, and then so like every Sunday during my middle school and high school years, I always go to the restaurant and work, like work, technically work, but like helping out my parents.
I totally get that because I was also a restaurant baby, and of course, like I started working when I was like really young too. I never worked in the kitchen, but I was always like serving customers, like etc. But yeah, I totally get that. And I feel a sort of like connection too to like food too. Since like I grew up around so much food, cooking, and stuff. So yeah, did you have like any idea of what you wanted to pursue, like for your future career, heading into like high school or college?
So like ever since before I even started college, I just want to open a restaurant. That was my main goal. I know it's just weird. It's just like, I mean, I had like some ideas that maybe I want to be in the future, but like it was always a restaurant. I always wanted to manage one, always want to run my own store. So like before I started college, I want to be a restaurant entrepreneur. So throughout college, like my main focus wasn't really in school. It's more like just networking. Meeting more people, and also start like a side gig where I make food for people, and it just I know it's just weird. I don't know. I feel like there's not many people like me that just want to open a restaurant ever since from the beginning. But I mean that's what's keeping me focused this entire time. Well, my main focus is just open my own business, and then so essentially like at And at the end of, afterwards, I started Matcha Matcha. But in the beginning, it was all like Chinese fast food restaurant. It was just wet. And then, that's when I started Matcha Matcha after like I started my restaurant career. And then I kind
So
of
like,
presented.
so how, I guess like, how did you start your first restaurant? Like, did you have like, goals or like envision it to be like what type of restaurant and like where was it located? And like, what were some of the struggles that you went through for the first time?
So like after I graduated from my university, I got an opportunity where my parents started a restaurant and they allowed me to be their manager. So that was my first experience as a running a restaurant, like kind of by myself, but with my parents' help. I ran that for 3 years. It was like a high volume, fast paced restaurant. So it was like it was always a mess. There's always something happening every single day. Always short staff and always out of everything. And so that gave me a good experience, a good foundation, for my future endeavors. Like it's just fix stuff on the fly. And that's kind of one of my struggles, and even now there's always struggles. I'm still facing the same problem that I faced when I first started, but now it's like after the pandemic, there's labor shortage, and there's like
Oh yeah, for sure.
high cost of like everything, and it's a struggle, but it's not as bad as it was when I first started. Like now I'm like desensitized over all this. It's like, oh, okay, it's just another day. Yeah.
Yeah, like I totally get that. Like you really have to like be on your toes and like think on the fly a lot. Like when you're in the restaurant business, like you never know what's gonna happen. Every day is new. Something happens always. So
And I
how
feel
did
like
you sort of like transition or like get the idea of like starting Mecha Matcha?
I mean, I was always like interested into like Japanese food, Japanese culture, and I especially love matcha. It was just something that I really enjoyed growing up. You know, I love drinking tea, and then matcha was like this up and coming trend, you know, where I started seeing it popping up. And I just feel like there wasn't any like good matcha shop here or at all. Even like the bubble tea shop, they sell like pretty really low quality matcha. You can tell just by looking at the color. If it's like mustard green, you know, it's like there's additive in there and it's just not good at all. It should be like vibrant green color matcha. And honestly, like I don't see that anywhere, especially where I grew up here in Texas. There's literally none. So like I started doing my research, you know, based on like my restaurant experience. I start making everything, all the recipe by myself because there was nothing I could learn from, honestly. So I went from like start from zero, you know, imported matcha powders, by the kilo, right? You know, I don't know how much I bought. I think it was a lot of matcha, and I just spent like in almost a year just like experimenting all kinds of recipes. You know, even to the point where I like start experiencing my own like soft serve mix. That took me a long time to make. Like it was just like hours and hours of grinding just to find the right recipe. It was,
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like it's sort of like a science, right? You have to like do a lot of trial and error stuff.
Yeah.
But like I'm curious, what was the moment like you were still in the restaurant business, but then you were like, I gotta leave. Like I have to do this. I have to start this new thing. Like, was there a moment that you like finally decided to leave?
Yeah, I mean, it was more like so the reason my family was in the restaurant industry was mainly just survival, because that's all they know. Coming here in the States, didn't speak much English. Restaurant was like the only thing they could possibly do at that time. So like for them, it's just survival, and then for me, it was just like a footstep into the industry where I was like them in the beginning, just surviving right now. And then once I like kind of get there to a point where, okay, I actually love the restaurant industry, have a passion for it. Why not I pursue something that I actually enjoy eating it? I mean, I don't like Chinese food. It's like something that I really, really enjoy, which is like more towards like Japanese and especially dessert. So it was at that point where I said, okay, I should really pursue something that I really, really enjoy. Like I really had a passion for it. And then, you know, the whole grinding, experimenting like the recipe, like every single day, there wasn't a day where I don't enjoy it. I actually enjoyed doing it. I actually enjoy like trying everything, trying all the recipe, like every single day. It doesn't like come up, you know, upon me like, oh, I don't know how I hate this. No, I never had that day where I hate it. It's just like, it's a passion.
Yeah,
It
you
never
definitely
stopped.
have like, yeah, I can hear it from when you're just describing it that you definitely have a passion for this. So when you transitioned to Mecha Matcha, how did you like come up with the name?
So matcha in Japanese, or like Japanese slang, means like super or very. So when you add together matcha, it could be like very matcha or super matcha. We like to say super matcha. And then you know how like for me, I'm a tea drinker guy, but also like very strong tea. So the whole point of what we're known for is levels of matcha, where you are for like level one, level two, level three, which is like the intensity level. And then usually like on our anniversary, you offer like a level five matcha like ice cream, which we like to claim that is the strongest matcha ice cream in the country. And it is very potent, very strong, and very like full of caffeine, right? But people
Wow.
of matcha really love it, especially me. I can eat this every day and I don't get tired of
Wow, I
it.
really
And
want to try that level five.
yeah, I mean, it's just once a year, or sometimes when we feel like, okay, we should, well, maybe we'll do it, and then we'll just do it. But, like, it's just once a year thing.
What do you think has been like the greatest rewards and also like the greatest, I guess, difficulties ever since you started this business?
I mean, the greatest reward is always seeing the smile on customer face where they're like, oh my gosh, your matcha quality is amazing, and also I can't find anything like this, you know. And it's just, it's knowing that they enjoy the product that I've made, I spent so many hours, sweat and tears on it. Just makes me really happy. It gives me more of that fire to keep going on, keep growing, make it better. And then, you know, difficulties is just maintaining that quality. Throughout the years, you know, we were going through so many employees and just making sure that they stick to that quality, which is really hard. That's like, you know, I wish I learned more of the management skill part as, you know, as I grew up, instead of just like working in a kitchen, which I didn't, but I learned that through the hard way, and just kind of grind and kind of make sure we stick to the standard, stick to quality, and just stay consistent. So it's very hard to stay consistent, but that's what we're always reaching for.
Yeah, I feel like as like you start expanding more and more and like have more stores, I feel like yeah, the standardizing and like the quality control can be really hard. Yeah, I'm just curious where what your since like you had grown up basically and like worked in your parents' restaurant and like just curious how they react or like receive you like leaving the restaurant industry and then like starting your own thing.
For them, it was like, what are you doing? Why are you going to college just to open a restaurant? And then why are you, like, the whole Chinese restaurant industry and starting something new that you have no idea how to even start? For them, it's like I say, for them, it's always survivable. Like, you know, don't start something new because you might risk losing everything. I mean, but for me, it was just, I mean, I'm at the point where, like, I can go all in, I can go everything I invested in, go into straight into matcha, because that's something I enjoy doing. And even if I fail, like, at least I tried. You know, if you never try, you never know. But my parents,
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
they started finally kind of understanding and like really starting to be more proud of what I'm doing right now.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah, I think a lot of our parents are
That's
always like, yeah, always like focused on survival, like you said. So it might be hard for them to understand, but I think like they can see your passion for this. So like eventually they start supporting you. Yeah, so do you have any future or near future plans for Matcha Matcha?
Right now, we're just taking it step by step, in terms of expanding. We were opening to franchising up to the pandemic, and then start receiving like quite a bit of like recipients that want to franchise us. But then the pandemic happened, and everything just came crashing down, which is funny. But so now we're just like, okay, let's just kind of put a pause on franchising and just take it very slow until we're more comfortable. Right now, so we have two locations right now, one in the Dallas Fort area and then one in the LA area. We're opening a third one in Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh area. That one should be opening somewhere around end of this year. So one East Coast, one West Coast, and one in the middle. But
Yeah, no, that sounds really exciting. I want to pitch. I'm a little bit biased 'cause I live in Atlanta, but I want to pitch Atlanta.
okay, yeah, that is a good spot.
Yeah, 'cause like recently we got a lot of Japanese lifestyle things opening like Kinokuniya, like the bookstore, and Tezo's not Japanese, but we got Tezo recently, and I think everybody would love it. We have a huge like anime lover population. But yeah, so it would be really exciting if I saw you guys here.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Tennessee, and then we moved to like Birmingham, and then we would always go to Atlanta to get our our Asian groceries. So I'm very
Yeah.
familiar with it. But that was back then. So right now, I can't imagine how big the
Oh
Asian
yeah.
Japan is right now. Yeah.
It's like crazy right now. I was gonna ask you something else, but I totally forgot what it was. I guess like I can see you have a lot of passion in this work. But of course, like I feel like work-life balance, just wanted to ask you about that. And it's okay if like most of you don't really have a balance and most of your days are just work, but like I can see you love it. But yeah, just any thoughts on that?
I got married 2016 around there, and then we didn't have kids until like right before pandemic. So up till then, it was just grind every day, all day. Don't care about anything else. We have nothing else, right? It was then when I had my first son, like 2019 November. So my first son was born. Then the pandemic happened right after, where everything just kind of paused. So it was good, like a break for me, where I kind of stopped what I'm doing and just kind of take care of my son, watching him grow for like a good 6 months before we start back up again. And it was during that time where I feel like, oh man, I want my son to grow up with their parents, like being with them growing up, like go to school, like join them to football practice or anything, right? I want to be a part of life. Because my parents wasn't part of my life growing up. They were always at the restaurant every single day for decades, and they missed every event, every activities, which I really don't want that to repeat again. And I feel like, having a parent support system really does make an impact in a child's life. So it just, so now I'm trying really hard to have a good workout balance. It's not always easy, but we're working on it. And then we have a second son last year. So two sons right now. It's really hard, honestly. And so like I know my focus is more like I will say 80% on business, 20% on my family. But I'm really trying to like 50-50, which it's hard. But I mean, now I have partners as well. Like one of my partners is actually helping me opening one in Pittsburgh, and they're one running in LA as well. So we have a good team. I think we still have a lot of growth though. Still got the power.
I think a lot of like entrepreneurs I talk to that I ask this question, they like are really honest. They're just like, sometimes I just can't do it, and
Yeah.
it's really hard to do. But I think like just the intention of like trying to take time for your family really matters too. And I think like your kids will like understand that too. So yeah, but that pretty much wraps up the chat today. Thank you so much,
Okay.
Joseph, for coming
Appreciate
on
it,
the
Kat.
show. Where can listeners find you or connect with you and like find Mecha Matcha?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Mecha Matcha. Also, we have a website, www.mechamatcha.com, MECHAMATCHA.com. Like I said, we have one in Dallas area, one in LA area, and opening one soon in Pittsburgh. So come visit us. Say hi. We'd love to see everyone.
Yeah, and I'll link everything in the show notes too. So
Yes.
awesome. Thank you again.
All right, thank you, Karen.